My first question is, like, really a study about Trump's tweets? Like, tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say that. That was sort of the first slide when I was presenting this, is do we really need more stuff about Trump's tweets?
Kenneth Joseph is assistant professor of computer science and engineering at the University at Buffalo. And he really did lead a study about Trump's tweets. Here's why.
The study uses Trump's tweets to ask a bigger question, right, which is about polarization.
Joseph and his team used data from Twitter and YouGov, a global public opinion and data company, to analyze public perception of the president's tweets. And what they found was kind of surprising. Democrats and Republicans more or less agreed on which tweets are better and which tweets are worse. Both parties seem to disapprove of insults and false information, which the study says together represent a full half of Trump's tweets.
You know, one way you can take this is kind of glass half full, like, hey, Democrats and Republicans are agreeing, isn't that great? Another way to look at this is, which I think we sort of think is maybe more accurate, is that there's maybe some normalization going on in, of this sort of behavior in politics writ large, and that's probably not a good thing.
Republicans are more inclined to support insulting tweets, according to the study, unless the insult is aimed at a member of their own party. Democrats, on the other hand, are less likely to support insulting tweets and react even more negatively when Trump attacks women and members of the media. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.